latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Monday's Manchester United headlines. Morgan Schneiderlin will refuse to be pushed out of the door at Old Trafford despite reports he's wanted by his former boss Ronald Koeman at Everton. The France midfielder is said to be a target for the ambitious Toffees, who have cash to spend in the upcoming January transfer window. Schneiderlin and his camp, however, have made it clear that they want to wait until next summer before deciding if the curtain is to be brought down on his short career at Old Trafford. It's understood United's chief Jose Mourinho has provided very little feedback on the player's present situation. Schneiderlin has made just 7 appearances this season, but has featured in the last 2 outings in the Europa League defeat to Fenerbahce and that 3-1 win at Swansea. Sources close to the player insist he's still happy at United despite the £26 million move back in 2015 failing to really spark to life. Koeman, of course, worked with the 27-year-old for 12 months at St Mary's, and he's said to want him in a double swoop that will also include United teammate Memphis Depay. Well, Koeman has even spoken out about the interest in Depay, and the Dutch international, who's played just 20 minutes of Premier League football in 4 sub-appearances under Mourinho this season, has been linked with a move to Everton. Asked if he would be keen to sign Depay, Koeman, speaking to Fox Sports Netherlands programme De Tafel van Kie, said, "I would like to have him. I think he's an interesting player. He has great individual qualities. He just needs to play games." Well, Depay then went on to score 2 goals for the Dutch in their 3-1 World Cup qualifying win over Luxembourg on Sunday night. And finally, Henrik Mkhitaryan has spoken out about how Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp helped him at Borussia Dortmund. The 27-year-old has been peripheral in Mourinho's plans this season, but hopes he can learn as much from the Portuguese as he did from his previous coaches. That's come from the Daily Express.